And you came packed up in this bus?
Right. We had an old 49 International pickup with a trailer and this old school bus. It was a big, big old school bus that he had taken all the insides out of it and built it into a camper. We had five kids, five boys, and he made bunk beds, and we had sink and stove, and everything was in there. Propane lights, everything, a TV that we found out we couldn't use after we got out of the States. But I drove the pickup, and he drove the motorhome. And we had a trailer on the back of the truck that we had all our stuff in. We had bought on our way up here, especially in Canada, they had a lot of bulk foods, you know, big packages of food. And so altogether we had enough stuff, enough food to last us for a year when we got here. And
how did you know how to buy enough food for a whole year?
Well, having raising five boys takes a lot of food, and I had been buying by the month and not by the week or the day groceries. And so I just multiplied times, you know, the months, how many months, how much of this food I was going to need, which is what I did. And that's, we didn't have anything fancy. We had oatmeal and macaroni and rice and all the staples like that. And some canned meats and stuff. But we had enough stuff so that we could last for a whole year, that we didn't have to buy groceries, you know, if we didn't get a job or whatever. And which he fortunately did for $2 an hour. Worked the first summer we were in Central, and had enough money to buy the little extra things that we needed, sugar and fuel for the truck and things like that.